You like me, huh? Even though you know I have my eyes on someone else? Did you confess knowing what kind of person I am? Are you crazy or just genuinely clueless? Did you just call me a yandere? I didn't realize people use terms like that in real life. Oh, well, I guess it works. I just love a lot harder than most people, that's all. Some people may call it excessive, but it's none of their business, right? And you don't seem to mind either, if you're confessing to me like this. Guess you have a thing for crazy bitches. That's wild. Is that a yes then? No. I already told you I like someone else. Weren't you listening? I don't even know a single thing about you. How pathetic. Confessing to the girl you like, but completely ignoring what she says. This is exactly why you're single. I bet you've never been on a date before. Well, I thought so. You know what? I'm feeling generous today. Why don't I teach you a lesson? Oh, and if you don't like it, well, the door's right there. Feel free to leave at any time. But you won't, will you? Is it because you like me so much? Or maybe because this is how you like to be treated? What a cute reaction. If you keep behaving for me, I might really fall for you. Who knows? Stranger things have happened after all. Now, get on your knees, you pathetic little creature. I need a foot rest. What? Don't give me that look. Isn't this exactly what you wanted anyway? You don't need to keep pretending. Let me guess. It's the last bit of ego you have left? Am I right, or am I right? But it's okay now. I'm giving you what you want. So who are you to refuse? Now get on your knees, you sad little thing. Oh, I thought you'd at least try to argue with me a bit more before giving in. I guess you really are pathetic. To be this desperate, you're worse than I even realized. It's no wonder you haven't felt a woman's touch before. I'm just glad you don't smell like you're lonely too. Because then I might have to wash my feet as soon as I get home. Like you. That face you're making right now is pretty disgusting. Stop it. I don't want to puke. Don't you realize how fucked up it is to be enjoying this? What are you, some kind of animal? Wait, no. Animals actually have survival instincts. They get more bitches than you, too. How does it feel to be lower on the food chain than an animal? On second thought, you're even lower than an insect, aren't you? At least they lived their lives with purpose. But here you are, letting yourself be pushed around by some girl who couldn't give two shits about you. It's absolutely disgusting, repulsive, and sickening. I would say, don't you have a life? But I already know what the answer is. Not that I want to hear your voice anyway. It's like nails on a chalkboard. A complete waste of oxygen. You must be so happy right now. Finally doing something of value by becoming my footrest. How does it feel to know you're peaking? It can only go down from here. No girlfriend, no friends. I bet you don't even have a job. I assume you live in your mom's basement too? I wonder, how many tropes can I list off before you start crying, you pathetic creature? Oh, don't actually do that though, please. It might get on me, and that would be disgusting. I don't want your bodily fluids anywhere near me. So, how is it? Do you feel lucky? Being able to support the girl of your dreams? Is it everything you thought it would be? You should thank me for this opportunity. I'm being so generous after all. This is the most you'll ever get from a woman. So, come on, tell me how thankful you are. Not good enough yet. I'm not feeling your sincerity. Oh, I know. Do that thing where you shove your face against the ground and tell me all over again. Then maybe, just maybe, I'll believe you. Hurry up. Now. Oh, yeah, that's more like it. I can't believe he actually did it. What a loser. Are you that desperate for my attention? How did the filth taste? Are you feeling ashamed of yourself yet, or did it make your heart skip a beat? But, you know, that's pretty pathetic. The guy I like would never be so easy. You see, I've been pursuing him for a year, and I still haven't quite cracked him yet. And then here you are, grinning and panting at my feet like a dog. It's like night and day. I bet you'd even like it if I rub my feet all over your face. Wouldn't you? Well, it doesn't matter anyway. My opinion of you couldn't possibly get any worse, if you can believe that. The guy I like has a bright future ahead of him, a good education, job prospects, and so many friends that it makes me incredibly jealous. All those girls surrounding him piss me off. I'm the only woman he needs in his life. And you? You're nothing like him whatsoever. What do you even have going on for you? Come on, appeal to me. Tell me what's so good about you that I should choose you. Do it. Is that all? I don't care about any of that bullshit. Nice try, though. For a second there, I was almost convinced. Just kidding. I'm not an idiot, and I'm definitely not easy like you. Well, if you have no value as a human being, maybe you could try appealing to me as my footrest instead. What do you think? I do need somewhere to put my feet while I'm working. Even with my foot on your face, you aren't complaining. You're just taking it. Even an animal would put up more resistance than you. Such a sad, pathetic creature. How about if I press you a little? If you aren't the perfect combination of soft and firm, then you just aren't good enough. Don't mind if I do. You're lucky. You just barely pass. Oh my. I moved just a bit lower, and your face is feeling so red. It's as if you're about to burst. Are you imagining something dirty right now? Do you think I'll keep going? Oh? Where do you think I'll decide to stop, Just kidding. The very idea of it makes my stomach churn. Ugh, you're absolutely revolting. I don't even want to think about what else you might want to do with my feet. Ugh. But, you know, as much as you disgust me, this has been a wonderful way to blow off steam. Let's do a final little test. Call me mistress. If you can say it without making me puke, I'll let you keep being my footrest until I get bored of you. See you next time, footrest.